Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dale Willman. The campaigning is almost done in the runoff election for the U.S. Senate in Georgia. Republican challenger Herschel Walker spoke at a rally Sunday in Loganville, Georgia, encouraging people to get out and vote.
Should come rain, sun, or shine, we got to get out there and let them know we're sick and tired of this.
Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock, meanwhile, was in Athens on Sunday making his final pitch to voters.
Are you ready to win this election?
A Warnock win would widen the Democrats' majority in the Senate. More than 1.5 million votes were cast in early voting. Final in-person voting takes place on Tuesday. The swing state of Arizona is expected to finally certify its midterm election results today, as NPR's Hanzi-Lo Wong reports. This key step in the election process comes after days of controversy out of an Arizona county where Republican officials refused to certify their local results by the legal deadline.
More than 47,000 people's votes were put at risk in Arizona's Cochise County. But a state judge ordered the county supervisors to do their legal duty to certify their local election results. And today, Arizona's Secretary of State and other officials are expected to include those results in the statewide certification. Election watchers around the country are watching to see what happens to calls for investigations into the county's Republican officials, who may have broken at least 3 criminal laws, say former prosecutors, by refusing to certify by the state's deadline. Election experts worry that if the officials are not held accountable, election deniers may try to risk more people's votes in future elections. Hanzi-Lo Wong, NPR News.
Deliberations are set to begin in the tax fraud trial of former President Trump's business. NPR's Ilya Meretz reports that prosecutors and the defense have been sparring over the instructions given to the jury.
At issue is the precise meaning of an obscure phrase from New York state law, in behalf of. Prosecutors say a former Trump executive acted to benefit himself and the Trump business when he orchestrated a 16-year tax evasion scheme. But under the defense's narrower understanding of in behalf of, jurors may conclude the Trump business is not guilty because the scheme was mainly about benefiting the executive who's already pleaded guilty. Donald Trump's name has come up throughout the trial. He's not a defendant, but on Friday, a prosecutor told jurors Trump sanctioned tax fraud. Defense lawyers immediately strenuously objected, and the judge sustained the objection. This morning, he'll give the jury instructions, and they will weigh whether Trump's business is guilty. Ilya Meretz, NPR News, New York.
Power was knocked out to some 37,000 customers in one North Carolina county this weekend after gunfire damaged 2 power substations. Police are investigating the shooting as a criminal act. Improved weather conditions on Wednesday have allowed rescuers in Indonesia to resume evacuation efforts and search for possible victims after the country's highest volcano erupted Sunday. The eruption of Mount Semeru was triggered by monsoon rains. Villages and nearby towns were blanketed with falling ash that blocked out the sun. You're listening to NPR News from New York. Gladys Knight, George Clooney, and the band U2 were among the artists celebrated at the 45th annual Kennedy Center Honors Sunday night. President Biden and the First Lady and Vice President Kamala Harris and the Second Gentleman attended the star-studded tribute, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Amy Grant became the first Christian pop singer to receive a Kennedy Center honor. Sheryl Crow sang one of her biggest hits. Cuban-born composer Tanya Leon co-founded Dance Theater of Harlem in 1969. Members of the company performed in her honor. President Biden and the First Lady hosted a reception at the White House for the honorees. Actor and activist George Clooney's parents were there. George said it was his journalist father, Nick Clooney, who inspired him to
challenge people with power. You know, that's it. Look out for people with less power, challenge people with power.
The Kennedy Center Honors airs on CBS and streams on Paramount Plus later this month. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson was back under center on Sunday following an 11-game suspension. He had been accused by more than 20 women of sexual misconduct and assault. He also had to pay a $5 million fine to the NFL. He was booed for much of the game. The Browns beat Watson's old team, the Houston Texans, 27-14. England captain Harry Kane scored his first goal of this year's World Cup on Sunday to help his team beat Senegal 3-0. The win sets up a quarterfinal match against France, which won its game against Poland 3-1. France is the defending champion and needs 3 more wins to once again claim the title. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News in New York.